This is Vern Casper. Party Line was put on the air to give voice to problem solving in our community.
Talking local on WILO.
The Party Line Crew.
This is Party Line on WILO, at your side since 1960. This is your forum for public opinion and comment. The opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent the views of WILO management, employees, or sponsors. Now let's join Party Line on WILO.
Hey, good morning, good morning, good morning.
Take a look at my
Take a look at Party Line. Breakfast in America, the Supertramp. Oh, goodness, I remember that back in the day. Still a great song today. And outstanding band back in the day. It is Thursday. Hard to believe. We are December 4th, 2025. Amazing. 2025 is just kind of throttled by. I would say throttled. It has really gone by. Hey, we've got some announcements to make. The following schools are on a two-hour delay before we go anywhere. By the way, Party Line WILO, Shan Sheridan on Tuesday and Thursdays. The following schools are on a two-hour delay. Clinton Central, No Morning Bulldog Club. Rossville, two-hour delay. Carroll is now closed. Delphi, two-hour delay. Northwestern, two-hour delay. And Clinton Prairie, we just got the news that they're going to an e-learning day. So get your tablets out and go to e-learning if you're a gopher. Clinton Prairie, two-hour delay. Or no, excuse me, Clinton Prairie, an e-learning day. Clinton Central, No Morning Bulldog Club, two-hour delay. Rossville, two-hour delay. Carroll is closed. Delphi, two-hour delay. And Northwestern, two-hour delay. Closings and cancellations always brought to you by Jerry's Body Shop, making your fender bender just a memory. Used to say that a lot back in the day when we did play-by-play. Call Jerry's at 659-3319 for your towing and body repair needs. And Holden Pharmacy. Tom Nelson, they do a great job. Your community pharmacy, located at 359 West Walnut Street in Frankfort. You can also call them at 765-654-4300. My wife just picked up our medication. We don't have a whole lot. I got to take a thyroid pill every year. That's the only medication I'm on, and I don't even like doing that, but they took my thyroid a few years ago, and I have to take a certain medication for that. But, boy, Holden's does a great job. They are just Johnny on the spot, or I should say Tommy on the spot. Tom and Allison Holden, great folks, great community partners. So make sure, look, if you are dealing, you know, if you got prescriptions and things, you can make the change right here to a local pharmacy, Holden Pharmacy. That's your closings, that's your cancellations, and that's your delays and e-learning days, all that going on right now. Today, partly sunny with a high near 21, north-northwest winds 5 to 9 miles per hour, becoming light and variable in the afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 3. Yeah, I did say that. Low around 3. That's not a typo. I wish it was a typo. I wish there was another number in front of that 3, but there is no number in front of that 3. Wind chills value low. This is going to get into below 0 wind chills. Light and variable wind becoming south-southeast around 5 miles per hour. Hey, at least it won't be blowing 25 or 30. Friday, tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 28. There we go. And then wind chill values at minus 2. Tomorrow night, we're going to low of 21, so we're going to have a heat wave. Saturday, 31, back in the 30s, and then Sunday, high of 28. So, going to get down a little frosty this next couple of days, so make sure you take good care. The extended forecast, it's not much better. We're going to stay in that 20s and the 30s over the next several days, so... But the good news is that it is December. We're not saying that like in April or March. We'll be looking for that to come sooner than later. But we do have, you know, just a reminder that when you get these temperatures, take care of your pets, take care of, you know, whatever the case may be you might be dealing with. The show today, we got Karen Crum coming on. I hear a little birdie tells me that might be changing. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe it did change. I'm talking about her name. But Karen's going to be coming in, talking all things Purdue Extension. We're hoping to hear from Roby Bells from BCS Boutiques. She is our spotlight, our Business Spotlight. Small Business Spotlight brought to you by Marshan's Window Tinting in Antioch. And we hope to get Roby on the phone where I bought my Christmas trees for years. But she's doing wreaths and all kinds of beautiful things now. Well, she's always done that, but she's really focused on that. But we hope to talk to her here in a little bit as well. A lot of things happening. I'm going to grab my secret stack over here, or my special stack of stuff, and tell you some of the things that are coming up. December 10th, 4 to 6 p.m. at the 4-H building is going to be the Purdue Extension Carroll County Open House. And this is going to be at the 4-H building in Flora. Yeah, kind of surprised you there. Santa and Mrs. Claus is going to be visiting. So they're going to have all kinds of things about 4-H. It'll be a great day. And I'm sure Karen will talk more about that as well. But that is something that's coming up at in Carroll County over in Flora. And there's all kinds of things coming up this weekend. There's a variety of activities going on this weekend. We've got, of course, downtown Frankfort's going to be the Christmas parade, open house. We've got businesses will be open. People will be shopping. It'll be a great day. And it's going to be not too bad, 30-some degrees, 31 degrees, I believe that I just said. It's going to be okay. And you'll be able to get in there and shop local and then also see a great Christmas parade. It is a candy-themed parade. So Candyland, it's going to be all about candy and all the sweets and goodies and things like that. So it'll be a very, very good day to be downtown Frankfort. Of course, you got the Burlington Christmas Walk. You've got Wesley Manor's Christmas Tree Walk. That's coming up on December 11th. Kind of going by memory on some of this, but December 11th, I believe it's 6:30. Yeah, I believe it's 6:30 to, or maybe it's 5 to 6:30. But that's going to be a fun time, December 11th. Call Wesley Manor. They'll be more than happy to get you all that information, get you taken care of there regarding all of your all of their activities, because they have a lot of activities going on at Wesley Manor. So, but Karen Crum coming up at the top of the hour talking Purdue Extension. I did want to give the WILO Children's 12 Days of Christmas winners list. That is... we want to make sure that everybody recognizes and realize who these winners are, because you don't want to miss out. You don't want to be a loser. Avery Home Furniture and Appliance, Marshall Kroll of Frankfort, Center Township Trustee Office, that's Robert Head. And then Ellis Jewelers is Annabelle Clark. Jimmy John Sandwiches is Hadley Siskaliski, I think that might be the name.
You're doing better than I'm doing.
I used to do a lot of Cindy joining me. That's not Karen. That's not Roby. That's Cindy. Most people know Cindy as soon as she opens her mouth. She knows, everybody knows her voice. Lennon's Furniture and Mattress is Drayden Montgomery. Pepe's Mexican Restaurant, Kyson Strode. Probyte Computers, Teddy Janke. Skiles Electric, Arenza Cruz, Tornado Roofing, Siding, and Gutters, Kevin Chavez, and VFW Post number 1110, Hazel Finero. So those are our winners. Is that correct, Cindy?
You do. And we have winners clear from Hobart, West Lafayette, obviously Frankfort. So some people have been in town. Can't beat that, right?
Yeah, where are you seeing? Oh, I see. Yeah, I see. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the location. Yeah, you got. Wow. We do have some people outside of Frankfort.
Ages 3 on here up to 10. It looks like 10 on today's winner list.
The winner list of ages 3 to 10. Well, that's awesome. And thank you for all the sponsors, sponsoring businesses that make it happen. We'll read those again. Avery Home Furnishing, Center Township, Ellis Jewelers, Jimmy John's, Lennon's, Pepe's Mexican Restaurant, Probyte, Scales Electric, Tornado Roofing, BFW Post 1110. Thank you very much for helping us out. Cindy, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. I've tried to get in touch with Roby and I haven't been able to, but I do have information.
She's busy.
Well, that's the thing, right? She's getting ready for her big open house this weekend, so I thought I'd fill in a little bit for her this morning because, like you say, I'm sure she's getting ready. But her open house is this Saturday. It starts at 10 a.m. right there at 211 Main Street.
Wait. I thought it started at 9 a.m.
You know what? This says 10, but I have heard 9.
Okay.
And I'm on her website, too. Well, you know what? Go, she'll be there at 9 o'clock. Oh, you can get in there at 9
Roby's
o'clock.
Roby's an early
yes,
riser. She'll
she
be there.
Is. Yeah. So 9 o'clock, we'll go with that one.
Okay.
So it is this Saturday, but she's doing lots of cool things as well, because not only does she have all those grave blankets and grave pillows and wreaths and all the decor, but she's doing cider and donuts this weekend as well. So poinsettias, gifts, wreaths, you name it. She's got it there at BCS. Candles, ornaments. I mean, just pretty much anything you can get for Christmas, you can get there.
But that,
there's Roby calling me right now. I'll let you talk to that. I'll let you talk for just a second.
Okay, no worry. We'll see if we can transfer the call here and talk to Roby. We'll find out for sure if it's 9 or 10. We'll make sure that it's the right numbers that we're giving you. But you can pre-order poinsettias. Is it poinsettias or is it poinsettias? We're gonna ask Roby that too, because I that's like potato potato tomato tomato. Fresh arrangements, grave blankets, as Cindy just mentioned, all those kind of things you can pick up at BCS boutique in Michigan Town, Indiana.
And she's gonna call right back.
Oh, she's gonna call right back. That's good. That's a good thing. So we'll be hearing from Roby. We'll get to. I did have a question. I'm gonna ask her. With the pre-order, I don't know, is it poinsettias or poinsettias?
Well, that's the question, right? I've heard it both ways.
I think it's too.
Like caramel, like people
Carmel?
Out. Right. So I think you can say it either way, and it just depends on where you live is really what I think. So.
Yeah, Carmel. Well, I think people kind of like the uppity-uppities, like the Carmel.
Yes. And they probably like poinsettias, too.
But
we like poinsettias.
I just say poinsettias.
I do, too.
Okay, we got Roby calling in. And let me make sure I get all the lines here. Hey, good morning, Roby. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing just fine. And how are you?
Hey, I'm doing well. This is Shannon and Cindy with you. So good to talk to you. Good to hear your voice. You're a busy gal trying to get everything ready for the open house coming up this Saturday.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a good deal. Hey, let's clarify real quick the opening time. Are you 9 or you're 10?
I'm going to be here from 9 to 6. Both Friday and Saturday for the open house, because some people need to run through pretty quick and some people need to go through late. So I'll be here from 9 to 6 both days, Friday and Saturday.
Okay, that's fantastic to know. 9 to 6 Friday and Saturday, and that's tomorrow and Saturday.
Yeah.
Hard to believe. Can you believe how 2025 has gone by? I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's just
right. I just put Christmas decorations away, and I'm getting them all back out again.
I know, but you do such a great job with it. You have such a beautiful boutique. It's always gorgeous. We love getting our stuff. We've had Christmas trees from you for a long time. I know that's not what you're into now, but boy, the wreaths. You got some beautiful stuff. So what should people look for when they're coming in thinking about a wreath? I mean, you're going to help them look at their size. You're going to help them kind of figure it all out, because some people really. You know, I would be clueless, you know, if it wasn't for my wife, but I'd be clueless because I'm thinking, how big of a reef? I mean, if you have a small door, you probably don't want a big reef.
Right, right, right. No, we have all different sizes, and I have examples of things, and when people are undecided, you know, we walk through the boutique, and they find something they like, then we hone in and then on what size or what they need, and if I don't have it, I'll make it for them, and like right now, I have handmade grave blankets that are all covered with snow. We just unearthed them again yesterday. But we have grave pillows and grave blankets and wreaths, and we can put the and crosses. I make crosses, small and large, for people to put on the gravesite. And I have easels that I wire them to, and then you stick them down in the ground, and the ground freezes, and it's not going anywhere. It's going to stay right there, and just. Really depends on the person's taste, whether they want a wreath, whether they want a pillow, or whether they want a cross, a swag, or a grave blanket. And I work with, and that's what's the fun part. Yeah, people come in, they have needs, they see a picture in their mind of what they think they want, and we talk it through, and we get exactly, or try to anyway, to get exactly, you know, what they like. And then besides that, I have baskets, and pots, like I'm looking at one now that has a fake poinsettia, but a real poinsettia, and it's a red container, and it says joy on it. And I've put in there a perennial and some greens, a cardinal, and a little miniature tree and that can sit on somebody's table, or they'll come in and they'll say, well, you know, I want to get a gift for this person who's done whatever through the year for them. They're kind to them, and they come in. I have a lot of people who do that, come in and buy a gift for somebody else. And many times I may know that person, or they describe that person, and then we go around helping them find a planner and a candle, or, you know, any kind of a bird or fragrance, or I have fresh cuts in the cooler. I have a young man, it's just awesome. He comes in every week and gets flowers for his wife, and he'll get different ones. I try to rotate through the different flowers, the fresh cut ones in my cooler that I have here, and it's a delight to watch him pick out what he wants. And then he'll ask me, can you wrap this a certain way, and do you have that, and what about this? And he's a happy camper when he leaves, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah, he's making us look bad. That's what I say.
he's
making us guys look bad. That's Cindy, that's probably Keith, isn't it?
No. No, not at all.
He's a young man. Maybe I should
there
say
you
that.
Go. Young man, see? Definitely not Keith.
Sorry, Keith. Sorry to bring your name up, man.
You really threw him under the bus.
I really did. No, and it wouldn't be me. I can guarantee you that. So it wasn't me. So anyway, you have a lot of great gifts. You know, Cindy, I think this is one of those little small gems that we have in our rule in our community. Because Michigan Town is got, you know, we got all kinds of cool things. Angry Donkey. Oh, my goodness. Great, great food. But then you got, BCS right across the street, mm-hmm. and diagonally across the street. And they do such a great job. Real quick, Cindy and I have a question for you on the pronunciation of poinsettias. Is it poinsettia or poinsettia?
You can do either one.
Okay.
In my trade through the years and traveling all over, it kind of depends on what region that you're in. But it's okay to do both. We have no problem with that whatsoever.
You'll still wrap it up and sell it to us.
You betcha. And I do, speaking of poinsettias, I have small ones, medium-sized ones, large ones. I put glitter on them if you want glitter, or tinsel on them, or I can leave them plain. I have one called Jingle Bells, and she's a marbled red and white. And then I have some pink and white ones, and some beautiful, beautiful big red ones that are just, well, the store, I'm looking at it right now, the store is just packed with poinsettias everywhere.
Well, they are beautiful. Now, I know you're taking pie and noodle orders too, right?
Yes, yes. I have a young Amish girl that was at my Hoot Nanny that I had last fall, and she brought in her Amish pies. This is a really cool story. And she sold out before 3 o'clock. Young, timid little, she used to be Amish. She's not anymore, but, of course, she has a heritage and everything, but she... I don't know. Something just kept telling me to call her. I was like, okay. So it was a dear Lord. That's who it was telling me. And I did. I called her, and I said, Sarah, I've been thinking about carrying your pie full time. My mom used to do that, and she was very successful at it. And could you make this butterscotch pie from my mother's recipe? And she was quiet on the other end of the phone, didn't say anything. And I was like, and then I heard her crying. And I said, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you cry. She goes, no. She said, it's not that. You're an answer to prayer. My husband is in the hospital with bleeding lungs, and he can't work. And I'm a stay-at-home mom with three little ones. And I said, well, you make all the pies you want, and I'll do the best I can to sell them. And we've been doing that ever since. And they're delightful pies, and she'll make just about anything that you want, and the sugar cream pies, hands down, are the number one seller. So I've had those ever since, and I also carry Abbott's Candy. That's Nick and I's hometown is Hagerstown. We both graduated high school from there, and Abbott's Candy is awesome candy that has been in business over 100 years. So anyway, I have that hand-delivered, or I go get that, and I have candy bars and caramels from Abbott's. And then I have, Sarah makes my noodles, too, yes. And then Tina makes yeast rolls, and I will have yeast rolls for the open house. She also hand makes my crosses from wood, and sunflowers from wood. She's excellent wood crafter. And so I'll have all those. And then Elaine Brovant brought eggs. So I have homegrown, they're not in cages, they're range-free chickens who I carry her eggs. And her eggs are in the cooler, too. So the pies are there, the eggs are there, and the Abbott's candy and Cokes. And you don't have to go away hungry from here, that's for sure. And then, of course, you're right. We've got Prep and Go across the street that you can get whatever you want there. Oh, I have Glover's ice cream, too. I carry Glover's ice cream.
We appreciate that. Yeah,
yeah. Well, Roby, we know your open house is coming up tomorrow and Saturday, 9 o'clock until 6 both days, right there in the middle of Michigan Town. You can't miss it because it's just beautiful when you drive by. So everybody get out there and talk to Roby, and she'll get you all hooked up for Christmas. We appreciate you calling in today, Roby.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I appreciate you, too. You stay warm now.
All right, you can also check them out on Facebook. All right, thank you, Roby.
Thanks, Roby. Have a great day. Roby Bales over at BCS Boutique, 765-437-3647, 765-437-3647. That's how you get a hold of Roby. Just get there to Michigantown. It'd be great. Hey, joining us now is one of our favorite people, Pam Butts, with the 12 Strays of Christmas. Pam, good morning.
Good morning. I'm kind of hungry now.
Yeah, you're not joking. I mean, she's talking sugar cream pie, butterscotch pie. Yeah. She's talking rolls, mm-hmm. noodles. Mm-hmm. I'm not a big noodle person. My wife loves noodles, but that's all you have to say. I could marry you if you have you say, hey, I'm going to make you rolls. But you know, rolls are just they're just an Indiana classic, and especially around the this time of the year. So, well, Pam, let's roll right into the 12 Strays of Christmas. What do we got today? Who do we have? We had Candy the Kitty. We had Candy the Kitty on Tuesday. What do we got today?
I'm alternating cats and dogs, so you got another cat day.
Oh, okay. See, I'm a dog person. I'm a dog person, but that's okay. Meow.
I'm going to talk about Scout. And he was part of what they called the Girl Scout cookie litter. Him and his siblings came to the shelter March 19th. They were orphans, and so they actually found a foster for them, and they were bottle-fed and raised in a home for a while. So they know all about, you know, being snuggly and being in a home. Unfortunately, all of them have been adopted except Scout. And he is a tabby brown chocolate cat. And like I say, he was born March 19th, so I would still say he's a kitten then.
Okay, that's
he
awesome.
He does well with kids, dogs, and other cats, so that's a plus. He's litter box trained, and he's used to, you know, being in a home, so I think he would do excellent. He would be a good starter kitty for someone.
And that's all, and they're free. I mean, that's all, the adoption stuff has already been paid for.
Not all of them, but Scout does fall under the sponsored application. It was an approved application. So, he would be a great one, I believe, to start out with. He's, you know, like I said, been around people and in a home and,
Does he like butterscotch pie and rolls?
Well, I'm sure he would try it, but I bet he would love to eat it.
Oh, goodness.
I'm not sure about Christmas trees, but...
Yeah. Every time I think about cats and Christmas, I think of Christmas Vacation. That's just the only... Yeah. I mean, I just think about that. I know that's... That's not a good thought.
That's not a good thought.
Hey, Pam, how do people get a hold of the Humane Society?
Okay, they can call 765-670-7924, or they can reach them through Facebook Messenger, and their email is cchs04@sbcglobal.net.
All right, let's clear the shelters for the holidays, right?
Yeah, that'd be a great Christmas present.
Yeah, don't forget that, you know, December 1st through the 12th, all dog fees are sponsored, and there's probably 20-plus cats that their fees are also sponsored in that time.
Awesome.
This would be a great time to find a new family member.
Amen. Well, Pam, you're doing the Lord's work. Keep it up. We appreciate you.
Well, I gotta leave you with a quote, if you don't mind.
Yeah, we got to have a quote.
Okay. Cats are kindly masters, just as long as you remember your place.
That's true.
Well, that is very true. And see, that's probably why I don't get along with cats as well as I do with dogs. Because, exactly. You know, the dog is waiting for me, licking, ready to lick my, you know, mouth and take, you know, just, I mean, yeah, but the cat's
happy
like.
Happy to see you.
Yeah, happy to see me. The cat's like, you know what?
I can give or take.
Yeah, whatever. So, all right, Pam, thank you so much. You have a great
thank
day.
You.
All right, the 12 Strays of Christmas brought to you by our friends at Day and Ginda Funeral Home and TC Trailers.
Awesome. We appreciate that. Thank you very much. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. Karen Crum is in the house. I think she's going to reveal a secret today. We'll see how that goes. We're going to talk to her in just a little bit. By the way, the BCS Boutique Spotlight on Business, the small spotlight on business, was brought to you by Marshan's Window Tinting today. And we appreciate Alan and all that he does. So get your cars tinted, trucks tinted. He'll take great care of you. He is the man when it comes to window tinting. He sticks it where the sun shines. Remember that. We're going to take a quick break, come back, and talk all Purdue Extension here on Party Line WILO.